Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Bow in humble adoration. overcome. We shout overcomation. God, take me home. What joy shall fill my heart?
Then I shall bow
in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then
sing my song, my Savior God to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my song,
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. My name is Carol, and I am sharing with you again this Sunday. First, I would like to thank God for every one of you listening in. I thank Him for your families, for your jobs and businesses. I thank Him for your homes and for the people you share them with, and that includes your neighbors. I thank Him that you're listening in this morning and that we are fellowshipping together. I'm also especially grateful for the dream that we received from Esther, or through Esther, on the 9th of July, 2021. The dream said that we are in a season of fruitfulness, and I am thankful because this is a word or has been a word in season for me, and I pray that it is the same and even more for those who have not seen it yet. I pray that you will see it manifest in your lives and very soon, and that you will really get to enjoy the fruitfulness that God has blessed us with. Given this dream, or the message that the dream carried, today I just want us to worship the Lord our God. I want us to worship Him because we love Him. I want us to worship because He loves us. And I want us to worship because we are grateful for His favor upon our lives and in our church. There are many reasons to worship God, obviously. So as you worship and as we worship together, please do not feel limited to the few reasons that I have mentioned. And we know that worship is an individual experience. It takes on different forms for different people or at different times. So sometimes we worship through music or through song, like the worship team led us before this message. And thank you very much, worship team, for that. And other times we worship through speech. We adore God. We exalt Him, we appreciate Him, and we do these things in audible voice as we talk to Him. Another way that we worship God is in writing things down. For example, some people keep journals where they express their gratitude for the things God has done for them and the experiences they've had with Him. Another way still is to share with others through testimony. Sometimes you will call or text somebody to tell them how God wowed you that day or during a certain season. And in your conversation, you'll find yourself exalting God and you'll love on Him and adore Him. And the whole conversation becomes a worship session. So yes, we have many reasons to worship God. And we also have various ways to express this worship to Him. Now back to the dream. For the message that we received, it is not the only reason we have to worship God right now or during this season. Personally, I'm heavy, and I have been heavy on worshiping God for the gift of life. And when I say heavy, I mean good heavy. I've been leaning so much towards worshiping God for life. And this is not only for my life, but for the lives of those who have touched mine. And, you know, this is both for those who are here and those who are not, those who have passed on before. I thank God for everyone in my life. And I thank God for the gift of these people who have been in my life, for the gift of the love and the time that I've had with them and the time they've invested in me, for the memories between us, for the things they have taught me, for the impact they have had on me and I have had on them, for those that I've been lucky to have an impact on. And I could go on and on and on. The list is endless for the things we have to thank God about when it comes to the people in our lives and the people around us and even the people in whose lives we are. So as we worship, I want you to think about the people around you, from family to neighbors to friends to work colleagues to the people you attend church with, and to everyone who in one way or another has influenced your life. I believe that there is so much to be thankful for and that we can only express our gratitude to God through worship, because He's the one who so freely gives us every good gift and every perfect gift. So as we worship together this morning, I want us to take time to reflect on all the things we have to be thankful for, on all the reasons we have to worship our God. I believe that this is also a season for us to worship God for the grace He gives us to withstand all things. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, "And He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" Our God is a God of grace toward us, His children, and His grace is free for us to take and to use. Part of its role, this grace, is to help us in our time of need, and it is fully sufficient for us. If you think of a time in the past where you went through challenges, or where you were faced with great trial, or where you were afflicted, and every time you think of this time, you wonder how you made it through. You wonder how you made it to the other side. I want you to remember this grace and take a worship pause, because we know that it's not by our strength that we go through these times, but it's only for the grace of God. Likewise, if you're currently going through something where you wonder how you can possibly make it through, remember Hebrews 4:16 and 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. These scriptures and very many others, all scriptures, were written for us. They were written for you and for me. And these stand to remind us that grace is freely available to us and it is sufficient for us in that time of need. So let us worship God. And as we worship, let us remember that when we worship our way out of trials. We worship our way out of challenges. We worship our way out of these afflictions, out of all the things that we need grace for. Praise God. Another reason we should worship God is that worship draws us near to God. Psalms 100 says, "Come before His presence with singing. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people, that He sits enthroned in the praises of Israel. When we worship, God comes down and takes dominion. And as He takes over, His presence changes everything that He touches. So when we worship, God touches our lives in the places or areas where we feel we need Him most. And He also touches the areas where we do not even know that we need Him. He fills our hearts, He fills our prayers, He fills our homes, our families, our work, our finances. He fills our decisions and our decision-making processes. He fills our behavior. When we worship, God fills everything that concerns us. I believe that this is why the Bible tells us to give thanks in all things and in all situations, because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that worship does not change. There is nothing that the presence of God touches and leaves the same. So when we worship, we get closer to God. We draw nearer to God. And as we draw nearer to Him, as He fills us, He transforms us from the inside out. So as we worship this morning, and as we worship this week, and as we worship every day, remember that worship is not just for us to feel good and to enjoy the music or to enjoy sharing of testimony, but it is to our God and it is for our God. And one of the benefits for us is that it draws us nearer to God. Finally, LAT, we worship God because He looks on His children with favor. When we read through the Bible, we see that God looked with favor on those whose hearts were dedicated to Him. When Cain and Abel offered their sacrifices, God looked with favor on Abel's sacrifice. When God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle and the tabernacle was completed, a fiery cloud descended on the tent and rested over the ark. That was God inhabiting that place of worship among His people. With the New Testament and the coming of Jesus, there was ushered in a new era of God dwelling with man. Jesus told His disciples that abiding with Him meant abiding with the Father, and that if we abide with the Father will abide with us. That means He will live in us, He will inhabit our hearts and our worship. When we worship, we open the door for God to inhabit our hearts and to infuse us with the Holy Spirit. We grow in faithfulness, we grow in devotion to God. In Thursday's prayer direction, we read that Noah, Esther, and Daniel were loyal, faithful, and devoted to God. Because they abided with the Father, God showered His favor upon them in their time of need. May we be like Noah, like Esther, and like Daniel. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and our King, our Provider, our Protector, today we just want to worship You. We worship You for who You have been to us, for who You are, and for who You will always be. We thank You that You love us, that You never leave us. We thank You for our lives and for the lives of those we have walked with and those who have walked with us. We thank You for the blessings of love, of relationship, of journeys traveled together. We thank You for the gift of grace, the grace to go through the seasons and times over the years, and especially right now. Again, we thank You that You never leave us. We thank You that You are faithful to Your word, and You are faithful to all the promises that You've given us. We thank You that this grace is available to us, and that, like Your word says, it is sufficient for us. We thank You, Father, that You inhabit our praises, and that when we abide with You, You come and You abide in us, that You fill our hearts and minds, and You give us grace to grow closer to You, to grow in love, to grow in faithfulness, to grow in loyalty to You. We thank You that, imperfect as we come, You bless our love and faithfulness to You with Your favor upon us, upon our loved ones, and upon Your church. We thank You that You pour this favor on us during these unprecedented times. And we thank You that every one of us will see the manifestation of this favor in every area of our lives. We worship You, Father. We honor You. And we give you all the glory for everything that we are and everything that we have. We pray this in the holy and mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Amen. Thank you, LAT. Let us continue praying for one another and for the body of Christ. God bless you and have a beautiful week.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.